This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India and America have stood firmly together in the fight against terrorism and both agree that concrete action is needed to eliminate cross-border terrorism. He was addressing a joint press meet after holding bilateral talks with U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House in Washington, D.C. today.
आतंकवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई में भारत और अमेरिका दृढ़ता से साथ खड़े रहे हम सहमत हैं कि सीमा पार आतंकवाद के उन्मूलन के लिए ठोस कार्रवाई आवश्यक है और मैं राष्ट्रपति जी का आभारी हूं उन्होंने 2008 के जिसने भारत में नरसंहार किया उस मुजरिम को अब भारत के हवाले करने का निर्णय किया है भारत की अदालतें उचित कार्यवाही करेंगी.
Mr. Modi said India and US have announced to sign a new 10-year framework for a major defense partnership in the 21st century. The framework, which will run from 2025 to 2035, is aimed at strengthening defense ties between the two countries. India and the US have decided to double the bilateral trade to $500 billion by 2030. During the meeting, US President Donald Trump said, India and the US have agreed to work together to help build one of the greatest trade routes, the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. He announced a key agreement aimed at making the US the leading supplier of oil and natural gas to India. India and US also reaffirmed that a close partnership between both the countries is central to a free, open, peaceful and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said India will host the Quad Summit later this year and Prime Minister Modi has extended an invitation to President Trump. Prime Minister Modi is on his way back home after concluding his two-day visit to the United States. Prior to the visit, the Prime Minister was on a three-day visit to France, which began on the 10th of this month. President Draupadi Murmu has urged women to dream big and gather the courage, strength and potential to achieve their dreams. The President was addressing the delegates of the 10th International Women's Conference, hosted by the Art of Living International Centre in Bengaluru. The President emphasized that women must be fearless, set ambitious goals, break barriers and challenge stereotypes. President Murmu stated that every human being needs to put in extra effort consciously to promote human values such as compassion, love and unity. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today held a review meeting with Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis in New Delhi on the implementation of the three new criminal laws in the state. The three new criminal laws are the Bharatiya Nyaya Sahita, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sahita and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam. The implementation and current status of various new provisions related to police, prisons, courts, prosecution and forensics in Maharashtra were reviewed in the meeting. The Home Ministry has requested President Draupadi Murmu to give approval to prosecute former Delhi Minister Satyendra Jain. Sources said the ministry has sought approval from the president to initiate legal proceedings against Mr. Jain under Section 218 of the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita. Based on the material received from the Enforcement Directorate, sufficient evidence has been found to prosecute Satyendra Jain in this case. Mr. Jain has been under scrutiny over alleged financial irregularities and other charges. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that eating right and sleeping well will help students write exams better. In the fourth episode of the Pariksha Pe Charcha, nutritionist Rujuta Divekar and Revand Himmat Singhka and Shonali Sabarwal shared nutrition tips to boost memory, stay energized and improve concentration during exams. The 38th National Games held in Uttarakhand concluded at Haldwani today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah was the chief guest at the closing ceremony. Congratulating Uttarakhand for the successful organization of the National Games, the Home Minister praised the Green Games initiative. Indian Olympic Association President P.T. Usha officially announced the closing of the National Games. The Home Minister handed over the flag of the National Games to Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Sangma. Meghalaya has been declared the host state for the next Games. In one of the biggest heroin seizures of this year in Punjab, the state police have recovered 30 kilograms of heroin from the possession of a drug smuggler when he was on his way to deliver the consignment in Amritsar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.